This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good Day Health on the air. Dr. Ken Kronos joins us in his usual spot for the Good Day. What, did I say Good Day? I do that. That's a bad habit because it isn't Good Day. It's DJV. So I'll start it again. Hi, this is Doug Steffen. Welcome to another episode of DJV Health. Dr. Ken Kronos is with us from his Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic down in Florida. He is a world-renowned cardiologist, known around the country and around the world, spokesman for the American Heart Association. When they need somebody who knows what the research is all about and wants to explain it in a way that everybody can understand it, they call on him, and we do too. So he's here with his overview of a lot of the things that have come from the various journals this past week. And as you can imagine, listening to this program and or the podcast every week, you know that much of our focus has been appropriately on COVID. I would love to, for a while, we pulled ourselves away from that, Ken, and now we're kind of back. Although there are other things that are going on that you have found that register with you and you want to explain from the world of medicine that impacts us all, so we'll get to that. Don't forget about our podcast that is available every week, and it's basically an overview of the things that people are talking about. As a cardiologist, we do spend a lot of time on circulatory things and cardiological stuff, but because Ken is so good at understanding the body, he has lots of credibility. That's why I get a physical from him every year. And by the way, you can be in touch with his office if you want to have either a direct contact in the office or a telemedical connection. 352-735-1400. As you listen to this program, if you're new to it and you find Ken appealing with his approach, why not have that encounter? 352-735-1400. All right. So, and I'll apologize now. I think we talked about this before. We talked about it, Ken, off and on, how the allergies that I have seem to be. As a matter of fact, I'm going to see an allergist today because I just every year it seems to get heavier, and the mucus is there, and it cracks my voice. And I've, all the people that are on the DJV program with me have had the same problem. Is this regional? Or is it national, international, everywhere? People are having these allergic reactions to stuff. Is just more mold and crap floating around in the air?
It's hard to say. Allergies are somewhat up, but it's regional, it's individual, it's all of the above. It may be a coincidence that the people you're talking about on air, I know they're all geographically separated.
Right.
So, all of you, everyone you're working with on the air, all three of you are having increased allergies?
Yes. All of us are taking Zyrtec or what is the other one that begins with a C?
And you're all in different corners of the world right now.
Yep.
So isn't that interesting?
Well, they've all been.
Common thread.
Yeah, it is. And, well, Jay's in Nashville. It's been very wet there. Victoria is in New Jersey. It's been very wet there. Jennifer's in California. It's been very dry there. And I'm in the Northeast, been very, very wet here, as you know. So it's just a pain putting up with it. I don't know. There don't seem to be long-term impacts. That is, it doesn't cause death, but it sure is a distraction, especially if you're on the radio and you don't want your voice to sound like you're all drugged out.
So, Doug, there actually are some bits of news this week about the effects of people with allergies, and the news out of the Clinical and Experimental Allergy Medical Journal this week is that people with allergies may be more likely to have mental health disorders. These are things like anxiety, depression, a bipolar disease, and therefore it's not yet known whether it's cause and effect, but it looks like as the allergies get worse and worse and they're not taken care of, that's when the mental illness issues occur. And you can understand how that might occur. And therefore, it sounds like it's a good idea you're getting to the allergist.
So why would it have an impact, though, on one's mental health? What allergies are a physical disability is probably not the right word, but ailment. I don't feel like there's any connection, for me anyway, with
The way this article described it, it was almost a reactive type of depression, and you're not in your happy place. You're frustrated. It's getting in the way of you getting your things done. And, you know, anytime there's loss, there's mental reactive issues, and, you know, you're losing your ability to do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Got that. All right. So with that, there's a business. One of the things that came across my desk this week was a focus on psychedelic drugs. And I think it was in Seattle, if I'm not mistaken, where they have legitimized some of the certain psychedelic drugs. They voted to decriminalize, I got to pronounce this correctly, psilocybin. I believe that's how you pronounce it. There are a lot of these psychedelic drugs. I mean, you and I grew up in the area of, in the arena of LSD and Timothy Leary and things like that. But there are a lot of cities now that are decriminalizing it. I think this is a mushroom derivative, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, maybe this is a good idea in a sense, because there have been a lot of people incarcerated for various drug infractions, including even using marijuana, that ought not to be in jail. So I wonder if this is a step in the right direction, or does this open up the floodgates and say, okay, everybody, go have your fun with whatever acid you can find.
Right. You see, that's what concerns me, is that when we decriminalize it, it gives the message to the youth that it's okay, it's safe, it's fun, let's go try it. And we all know that this is not doing our health well. It's not doing especially our mental health well. Just think about how music changed from the Beatles and then when they got into the drugs. I mean, it has a huge impact on our behavior. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure why we want to encourage this. I don't quite get that. I realize that.
I don't think they think. I would bet that they would tell you they're not trying to encourage it, but they're just doing, they're dealing with the reality of it, perhaps. That's what they tell you.
But are they simultaneously, if they're going to decriminalize it, are they simultaneously urging and educating people not to use it?
Well, that's the thing.
Helping those who are on it to get off it?
I don't want to get onto a soapbox here, but that's the problem with our educational system today. There's such irregularity. There's so much crap being taught in schools, and this is my pejorative, that is unnecessary and unhelpful. And then there are things like this, dealing with issues like this, that ought to have, they ought to see much more of the light of day in a classroom, and it doesn't. Drug counselors they have in schools now, you know, they're more concerned about some of the hard drugs, the heavy drugs that are being used, and not about these things that are on the lighter end, but they still are not helpful. Is that a good way of looking at it?
Yeah, I don't consider LSD on the lighter end. It will often do permanent, lifelong damage to your brain.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, I've had patients tell me, you know, who used it 30, 40 years ago, and they can still feel the effects of it.
Yeah. Well, and I'm thankful I never did, and you probably are as well. It's not in my wheelhouse.
Oh my gosh. Absolutely.
You and I have never done any drugs in our life at all, and we never smoked anything. And so, you know, that's what we can pound our chest there. Aren't we wonderful?
Boy, are we boring. I always look at the body as something that you want to take good care of, that you want to do whatever's health promoting to it.
Yeah.
And I don't know how using psychedelic drugs is health promoting. And I don't know how decriminalizing it is. I don't want to get into politics, but I just don't quite get that.
Yeah. Well, I think that there are a lot of people who are, you know, I think the issue here is more whether or not you're going to go to jail for using it, or you need some counseling help. I think that's probably
well. Let's help people get off it. Let's educate people about the absolute dangers of it.
Right. Keep keep them away from it to begin with.
Right. So you have to join those together. It's not an all or nothing. You know, just an isolation, decriminalize it, and don't do anything else, because that sends a message to the youth. Oh, it must be okay.
Yeah. All right. Dr. Ken Kronos, Doug Steffen here on DJV Health. Those of you who have listened to a lot of my programs over the years know that I have talked glowingly about MyPillow products, and that's really the essence here of the message. The products that come from their factory in Minnesota, everything's made in the United States, made in America, and they're proud of it, as they well should be proud of it. Isn't it interesting that we make such a big deal out of things made in America? What a sad commentary, as an aside here, for the reality of where we are. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, my pillows, mattress toppers on sale using the DJV code, towels on sale using the DJV code, the slippers, the dog beds, the weighted blankets, everything gets from 30 to 65% off. So if now is the time for you to get some new blankets for the winter, new sheets for your bed, new pillows, the slippers and the bathrobes that they have for the winter months. I know I want to wash my mouth out with soap because it seems like we just started summertime. At any rate, whatever you need for the bedroom and the bathroom, you'll find it in the product catalog at MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com, use the DJV code on the listener specials page, and help yourself to savings up to 65% off. All the MyPillow products, do remember, are washable and dryable. Again, remember, it's the promo code DJV that gets you the bargains at MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken, a reminder about our podcast that Ken does with me every week, the focus on COVID, yes, but other things. If you're going to listen to the one that's there presently, study about children and teens who consume a lot of fruits and vegetables and how much healthier they are. Ken gives you lots of great tips every week in the podcast and on the program, so check it out. Everything is free. DJV Health Podcast, DJVHealthShow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
With Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the DGV Health Program for this weekend. The World Health Organization is recommending a malaria vaccine because of the problems. This is something that goes, well, why don't you explain what they've done? I'm not a big fan, as you know, and I don't know that you are either, of the World Health Organization. So whether we give them any credibility or not in general, certainly when it comes to COVID, they have none. But in this circumstance, they're calling attention to something that seems to have lacked the focus that it should have had many years ago. Am I right?
Well, let me put this in focus because this is a huge breakthrough. And actually, the credit comes from GlaxoSmithKline. But the headline came out because the World Health Organization got on the parade to promote it all. Mm-hmm. And malaria is a huge international problem. So sadly, over 250,000 children in Africa die each year, and these are young children, from malaria. And there's never been a vaccine, Doug, for a parasite. You know, we've got vaccines for bacteria, and now we've got vaccines for viruses, but never for a parasite, which is what causes malaria. So this is the first vaccine ever developed that seems to be safe and effective that targets a parasite in a human. And that's why the World Health Organization got so excited. And the credit comes from GlaxoSmithKline, who's been performing for a couple of years this research in a large number of children in Africa. And it takes multiple shots starting at a young age, but it really looks like it's exciting.
Well, I think that's the deal here. You need the business about malaria and how many people it kills every year. I remember when I traveled to Africa. I've been to Africa, I don't know, four different times, different places, maybe five times. And each time before I went, I had to have quinine tablets that you have to take. And I think I took a shot, too, for something. I don't know what it was, but it's really, why would it be worse there than other hot spots, literally and figuratively? Why not Asia? Why not South America? Why is it so much in Africa?
It's transmitted by a mosquito, and it's just that the humidity, the environment, the temperatures are right for breeding the mosquito that carries the parasite.
Well, you're in a hot, temperate zone in Florida. Do you have problems with mosquitoes there? Didn't we have a mosquito
with other
kind of
mosquitoes?
Was it Ebola?
America,
what was the
What was the last
one? In America, we have issues with other mosquito-borne, especially viruses. But this mosquito just seems to love subtropical Africa.
So what is it? Am I right? Wasn't Ebola? What was the last outbreak with the problems of mosquitoes down there? There was a whole big to-do about it 4 or 5 years ago, and I can't remember.
Yeah,
in
especially Brazil, the one that was attacking the pregnant women.
Mm-hmm. Was that Ebola? No.
No.
What was it? Was it something that began with an E, though, it seems to me? All right, we're not helping people much with that.
Zika. I think you're thinking
that
of
was
Zika.
Zika. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was Zika. Yep. The names that they come up with for. Isn't that amazing? You doctors, when you're, you know, never mind the things that we can't read in a prescription bottle, but the things that even go into it. The names of the drugs are hard enough to understand.
They're not getting easier either.
No. But why do they have such complex names? Is the question. What the heck was that?
The scientific names are getting more and more complex because a lot of them are these so-called monoclonal antibodies, and they add extra bits to the terms to add the monoclonal antibody term to it, and it makes for people finding it challenging to pronounce what we
come
up
with. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Stephanie here on this week's the DJV Health Program, which continues in the next half hour.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k or IRA? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts agree the 401k has been a dismal failure, and even the man who invented it now says it's a monster that should be destroyed. 401ks and IRAs have major dangers, including fees that gobble up 50% of your retirement savings over time. The government controls your money and changes the rules anytime they want, and it gets worse. History confirms we're past due for a major market crash that could wipe out 50% of your savings again. Now, a free report from Bank on Yourself reveals where the inventor of the 401k puts his money. You're 100% protected from crashes. There are no fee surprises, and you control your money, not the government. Plus, your withdrawals are tax-free, which protects your savings from being devoured by taxes that can only get more monstrous. So get your report now at freereportfast.com. That's freereportfast.com. freereportfast.com.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Maureen saved big shopping epic daily deals at Amazon. So now she's free to become Maureen the Merrier. And with her brand new tableware, everyone's welcome at Maureen's table. All of her family, friends, even her neighbor with the pet. Hey, has anyone seen a ferret around here? Found it. Dig into Amazon's epic daily deals. Spend less, smile more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate voted to increase the debt ceiling by nearly $500 billion in a partisan 50-48 vote on Thursday. The Senate raised the debt limit through December 3rd. The U.S. Navy is reporting a nuclear submarine, the USS Connecticut, hit an object while submerged in international waters in the vast Indo-Pacific region, injuring some of the crew. The Navy did not elaborate on what the vessel collided with or the exact location of the incident. Fewer than 15 sailors suffered minor injuries, such as bruises and cuts. Two of the injuries were described as moderate. Tesla CEO Elon Musk announced at a shareholders meeting on Thursday that the Tesla headquarters will move from Palo Alto, California to Austin, Texas. Tesla isn't the first tech company to leave California. Oracle and Hewlett-Packard Enterprises moved their headquarters from Silicon Valley to Texas in December of 2020. USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Documents and testimony from Facebook whistleblower Francis Haugen, a former Facebook data analyst, shows that the company is working outside of federal law. So says Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee, on Newsmax.
We've been looking at children's online privacy. There's actually a federal law that governs that. And what we have found is that Facebook is indeed working outside of that law. Now, this all comes from documents that were made available to us through the whistleblower. And we also found that there are general online privacy violations. Of course, we've heard from many people about that, the data mining, the tracking, the shadow banning, the censorship, the preferencing, and really the documents that were brought forward affirmed this. So I have to tell you, we are still on our job to rein in big tech, make certain that free speech is preserved online. The testimony on Tuesday was very important because it added narrative to the documents that we had been able to see, which were Facebook's internal research documents. And it seems these platforms do nothing. So this shows that indeed, not only Facebook, but most likely these other platforms are operating the same way.
The senator added work is underway on Section 230 reforms, the law that shields social media from liability. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Second half hour with Dr. Ken this week, Doug Steffen, and a focus on a lot of the research that Ken does in his clinic at Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. He's done a lot of research over his career. He has a doctorate degree in research as well as a doctor in medical terms, an MD degree. So he has lots of bona fides, if you will. Let's talk about COVID, because there are a number of things here, and we still, even though the numbers are looking better. Should we believe those numbers, by the way, Ken? The numbers that show they're pretty rapidly falling all around the country.
Well, I'll give you some really exciting numbers, and I do believe them. The most recent Florida data, because I'm here especially well, the positivity rate, the most recently announced one came out 3 days ago, and it's now 6.7%, and that's a record low. The low prior was in June of 6.9%.
So what does that mean?
Incredible. That means that's the fraction of people who get tested are positive.
Mm-hmm. Well, could it be the naysayers would say, well, the reason the numbers are so low is because not enough people are being tested? Yeah,
well, it's
an argument.
It's a proportion, so it changes with whoever. And you might say that it doesn't. It seems like the denominator is shrinking a bit, but it's the ratio. It's not that people are the way you would say the number's not correct is if there were a lot of people sick who were not coming in for the test. And then if that was true, you'd expect the hospitalizations to be increasing, and they're not. The hospitalizations are consistent with the positivity rate, which are dramatically decreasing here in Florida. So I believe these positivities, and I think it's not a matter of that we're just not testing the people who are sick. There just aren't that many people sick out there as there were starting in July 4th down here in Florida. And we're seeing the lowest positivity numbers we've ever seen, which is so encouraging. And that's why I think if we can get through the next few months without a new novel variant that's insensitive to the vaccines, we're going to turn this pandemic into an endemic. And that's my prediction.
Right, that's good. So hopefully by Christmas time, we'll be able to enjoy our families and friends without worrying whether we have to have a mask on or have you had your shots, that sort of thing. Speaking of shots, something, and I don't think this has been covered as well as it ought to have been, unless there's something here that we don't understand, but this Merck pill that supposedly, when used for COVID-19, cuts the risk of death and hospitalization down to almost nothing. And this pill, I thought last weekend there was a lot of hoopla about it, but I don't remember. I haven't even talked on my daily program, the DJV program, much about this pill. Is it as miraculous as one might think?
It's very exciting. And it's very exciting because it's the first therapeutics that we have for COVID-19 that's in pill form, because the real therapeutics that we have right now, you need an intravenous line and an infusion to get it, those monoclonal antibodies. And here is an oral pill, so you can imagine how much better it can get to folks and how many more people can be treated. And what was discovered is, and then, you know, talk about hard names. This is molnupiravir. Molnupiravir is the name of it. And it's an experimental pill still. Hopefully it'll get an experimental use authorization soon. It's for in this study, it was given to people within the first 5 days of getting mild to moderate COVID who were at risk of severe COVID. And in that subgroup of people, it cut the risk of hospitalization and death by a half, which is really pretty good. And the safety profile, although there have been some subsequent reports, Merck is saying that there really weren't any safety concerns. But the important thing is this data has yet to be reviewed by the FDA. And hopefully it will look as good as Merck is saying. And if it is, I imagine this will get an experimental use authorization. Hopefully it'll be affordable. But this, if it's as Merck is delivering it to us, it is a big breakthrough, very exciting, and it really could really help to turn a curve in all this.
So would this be something that you would take with your daily vitamins, supplements, that sort of thing, or you only take it if...
Okay, it's not...
How often do you take it?
Maybe that'll be the next study. It wasn't tested as a prophylactic. It was, again, it was tested in people within the first 5 days of the onset of COVID who had mild to moderate illness who were at risk of getting severe disease. That is the group of people that they tested. And that's a very... That's a large number of people, and that's the people that we're trying to keep alive. And, you know, one in every 500 Americans has died from COVID-19, which is just unbelievable. More people than, more Americans than that died in World War II have died already from COVID-19. So here's a pill. We have intravenous infusions, which dramatically prevent death and hospitalization. And now we have hopefully a pill.
All right. So speaking of that sort of thing, Johnson & Johnson is asking for approval to give people a booster shot. So is this going to be the same material that was in the first shot, or have they somehow or other advanced it and modified it?
I think that they figured out, just like the Moderna and the Pfizer, when you give two shots with the Johnson & Johnson, when you just give a second shot, a little later on, you get a much better antibody response, and it's much more effective. And that's what Johnson & Johnson seemingly has proven, has presented the data to the FDA, and I expect the FDA is, my prediction is they will approve this, so the people who've had one J&J shot are going to go and get a second one and have much, much more effective immunity.
All right. There's that. Coming up, some more COVID information that is important from this week's overview. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder, speaking of your health and well-being, how important it is for you to have your body mass index where it needs to be. There are all kinds of ways of finding out what yours is supposed to be. I know I'm pleased. I can still get on a 34-inch pant. Although I stretch it a little more than I used to. But if you're really, if you're a man who's, I'm 5'8", I weigh about 170, 72, 73 pounds, somewhere in there, and I need to lose a little bit of weight, but not a lot, I keep myself trim and in focus as far as my weight is concerned by using Calitrin. There are a lot of different products around in the market for weight loss. Calitrin, though, is the one that works for me and so many people that I've told about it. It isn't so much that I use it to lose weight. I use it to keep the weight where I want it to be. And I also use it for lots of other things. Great to help you. It's got aloe vera in it and helps you to sleep with also enzymes and things that are good for your body that are all natural. No chemicals, no stimulants, nothing in Calitrin except a really good mix of three or four things developed by a doctor and his nurses 25 years ago, and it still is the hot, it's the hot product. It's the real thing. It's the real deal. Weight loss formula Calitrin. You go to toploss.com to order, and you check out using the DJV code. You buy three bottles at the regular price, get three free, also free shipping. That's at toploss.com. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Back with Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here on DJV Health. So a couple of other COVID things here. Younger COVID patients more likely to recover from some of the ailments that they get than older folks. Is that to say that people who have lost their sense of smell and taste and that sort of thing, if you're older like you and I are, you're less likely to recover, and if you're young, you don't have to worry? Is that basically what we're telling people here?
Well, it's interesting, Doug, that losing your sense of smell and taste is about as specific a sign or symptom of COVID as there is. And about 20% of people don't get it back after 6 months. And it seems like it's mostly people over the age of 40, and that the younger folks are more likely to recover. But it is challenging and frustrating for a significant number of older adults and even middle-aged adults who are just not getting it back. And this is why even getting a mild case is something you want to try to prevent if you can.
Mm-hmm. All right. The risk for myocarditis, this is something that you as a cardiologist have a close affinity to. That's affected by the vaccine, right?
Well, the good news is, and this comes out of the Journal of the American Medical Association, Internal Medicine this week, is that it's really very low risk of getting an inflammation of the heart muscle after the COVID-19 vaccine among adults. What was discovered is there were only 15 cases. Fortunately, you know, say only if you're one, you're not happy, but 15 cases from 2.3 million fully vaccinated. And it was all in males 20 to 32. And you have to realize that even in the unvaccinated 2.3 million that you compare, there's probably close to that many cases, not quite 15, but there may be 7 to 10 to 12 cases of myocarditis in the group that didn't get the vaccine. So fortunately, it's very rare, and it seems to be only in young males, 20 to 32.
All right. There's a COVID rapid test kit that has been recalled because of false positives. One wonders how much of a problem this has been. This is something from the Department of Defense saying the concern over false positives. They've taken the manufacturer to task. Meanwhile, there are like 40-some-odd thousand of these kits, or 100,000, I don't know how many, that are unused. The government paid for these to be specifically used in the service. So how do people, when they hear this, think, okay, is my test kit any good? Can I really trust the rapid test kit? What are you telling your client, your patients, about these
tests? Well,
test kits?
It depends. It depends on which test kit you're using, which test you're using. And, you know, if you really need to know, you got to get the old fashioned one, not the rapid test.
All right. So the old fashioned one is the one up your nose.
Right.
Yeah, but you have to go somewhere to get that, right?
Right.
Next time.
Right. Yeah. Right. And I don't want to bash all of them. A lot of them are very good, and it's just this one. And what we need is more testing of the test kits and making sure that they're valid, and reassuring the users that they're going to be good. And so I think home testing is a wonderful thing. I think testing on site, at schools, at offices, having the ability to easily test so you don't have to take extra time to go and you're worried you're going to pick something up. So putting the kibosh on these tests is not the solution. The solution is testing the testers and making sure these test kits are accurate and continuing to validate them.
All right, Dr. Ken, coming up next, questions for Dr. Ken here on DJV Health.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it.
If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Dr. Ken Kronos is here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen with questions for Dr. Ken. One of the questions this week has to do with e-cigarette, well, maybe the aerosols and what's in them. I've seen a lot of older people. I've seen a lot of younger people. I thought the message was clear, and it's been around for a couple of years, Ken. But people are still using these things, even though they're pretty lethal. What do we do? How do we get people off of these harmful these e-cigarettes?
It seems to me common sense. All you have to do is watch somebody use one of these items. The first time I ever saw anyone use this item, you know, I thought to myself, how can this possibly be safe? I mean, I was probably 10 yards away, and I thought I couldn't breathe. There's just this plume of smoke all encasing the individual and everyone around them. Mm-hmm. How can this possibly be safe? Just using some common sense. So we learned from Clinical Research Toxicology, important medical journal this week, that e-cigarette aerosols, these vapors that are given off easy, these clouds that you watch anyone use them, they contain thousands of potentially harmful chemicals that are not even being mentioned in the product to let the users know. But it seems to me just some common sense that watching anybody use this, how can this possibly be good for one's health?
I'll answer it. It's not. Period. End of story. People will say, well, it'll help me stop smoking. What? Will you replace one bad thing with another bad thing? And that's how I, you know, that's what makes people crazy about the government and approval of things by the FDA, because this is a rancid, horrible way to stop smoking, and yet it was allowed. It's legal.
I hope you don't want me to come up with an answer for these
questions. Yeah, I'd like you to come up with a thought for it, because there's, you know,
I just think that none of this is being done for one's good health. And that's the bottom line. And you have to use good common sense and good judgment. It's all about making the right decisions, Doug. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's about having good health courses in school and our public schools so people understand what goes on in their bodies, teaching them what these aerosols do, teaching them what the tobacco smoke does, what the nicotine does, what the chemicals do. And you see these young girls, especially at high school, running out behind the school. They think it's sexy and cute to smoke puff, puff, puff away on a cancer stick. And you know, they don't listen to adults because they don't think adults know anything.
And if so you're already on another drug that's clouding your judgment, you're not going to make very good choices about
that's true.
The next one.
Mm-hmm. All right, people hear me talking about using a Calitrin to lose weight. And how there is a lot in there that will help you stay the course. And now the question comes on whether if one drinks diet beverages, is that okay? Can I do that if I'm trying to lose weight? Seems to be a pretty obvious answer to that, but go ahead.
Well, interesting. Generally, American Medical Association Network opened this week. We learned that in these diet drinks, especially those containing the artificial sweetener, Doug, sucralose, it actually increases food cravings and appetite, especially in women and in general people who are obese. So many use these diet beverages to lose weight, and they're actually making it harder. They're increasing food cravings, increasing the appetite.
Ken, the CDC says that drug overdose deaths, say it again, Doug, try this again, Steve. Ken, the CDC says that drug overdose deaths in our country have hit a record high, almost 100,000 drug overdoses. This kind of goes with the last question about the drug nicotine or what's in cigarettes, but drug overdoses in general representing all the illegal narcotics. Have you ever treated anybody that had a drug overdose?
In my earlier days, you know, it's not what cardiologists do, but in my training, I certainly was involved with that. And that is a real challenge. It takes specialized training, and it takes a lot of patience from the whole, and takes a care team to deal with that. Yeah. But unfortunately, right now with COVID, and hopefully it's going away, what you're describing has become more common. Just the mental health in America, in the world, has deteriorated these past 2 years. There's been more suicide, more overdoses. And I just hope as we come out of COVID, a lot of this gets healed because a lot of this has been COVID-induced, some of the unexpected, unanticipated consequences of COVID.
All right, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.